Part 2. Today. Chapter 4. The loud roar of a motorcycle filled the air. A moment later, the vehicle came into view, speeding down a street lined with abandoned buildings. Signs reading out of business or closed were plastered on shops and restaurants, and the sidewalks were empty of people. It was a sad, empty town that had seen better days. A darkness hung over it, a stark contrast to the world of Tomorrowland. For the rider on the motorcycle, though, this was the usual sight. There was always a layer of grime on things here, an air of having given up. For this town, the here and now was not looking great. The motorcyclist stopped beside a large metal fence and pulled off a black helmet, exposing a dark bandana underneath. After rummaging through an old backpack, the rider pulled out what looked like a remote-controlled toy helicopter and a battery with rabbit-ear antennas attached to its top. Clearly, this was not a typical remote-controlled toy. Grabbing the cell phone located in a back pocket, the motorcyclist quickly launched an app simply called Interference. Instantly, an image popped up on the screen. It showed the ground in front of the fence as seen from the camera attached to the top of the helicopter. When the image had stabilized, the rider picked up the remote and sent the helicopter flying high into the air, straight toward a guard shack positioned at a break in the fence. Inside, the guard on watch noticed that the monitors had suddenly begun to flicker and the images had become distorted. He knew it wasn't good. What he didn't know was that a toy helicopter was jamming the signal. With the guard distracted and the monitors down, the rider climbed over the fence and dropped to the ground on the other side. It was clearly not the first time this stunt had been performed. Looking up at a camera above, the rider suddenly pulled down the face-covering bandana in a move that was either really confident or really dumb. If the guard had been able to see the rider do that, he would have been surprised to find that it was a teenage girl. A very pretty teenage girl with long, sandy-colored hair and intelligent blue eyes. Satisfied, Casey Newton popped a piece of gum into her mouth and then secured the bandana over her face again. It was time to get back to work. She turned and began to jog away from the fence, her steps confident. She knew exactly where she was going, to the massive space shuttle launch platform. The platform was huge and quiet.